to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big T popping bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father Fortin bears grilling fruit on deck. Gary Poppins with the chucks, hard to forget. DW's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Bourbon herb, mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painting skies in a fire red hue. Patio vibes when you know the new crew. We got the patio life, good times feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Welcome to the patio, everybody. It's hump day.
Hump day.
National Nut Day is today's holiday.
Nut Day. Nut Day.
We're going to talk about the facts about melatonin.
Melatonin? No, never
mind. Congressional sex romps. You can't believe this story I found. And then a Goodwill find, and Gary didn't find it, but Father Fortenberry. Okay.
Oh, hey. Welcome to the show.
All that time. You had like three intros. So, all this time. And now I got to edit a video.
I was pouring me some delicious rare breed.
From my friends at Wild Turkey.
From our friends, a friend of the show, Wild Turkey.
Well, how are
our
you? Our turkey looks, friends.
Look right.
How that looks like a bonnet. Day?
My hump day has been a humperific. As I'm, look, trademark, a little R beside it, or a little T beside it. Not a little T.
A little T.
DW, save him. Save him, DW.
Save him.
Oh, don't save. Oh, hey. I'm drinking one of these today, a Creature Comfort IPA. Good stuff right there if you haven't had that.
I thought that was
another friend of the show.
Very, mm-hmm. very good.
We have no friends. What you talking about? Gary.
Don't save him. He don't want to be saved. Don't save him.
It's National Hump Day.
Why would that have to do with anything?
You asked Donnie to save him, and he couldn't save him.
He couldn't save him.
He didn't save him.
Yeah.
He don't want to be saved.
Because you don't want to be.
Let's see if your mic's working, Marty.
I hope my mic's working tonight.
It's almost like blast.
We got
You need to get a new one, Marty. You had all that time to
man,
get
I'm
a new
talking
one.
Loud. No, hope y'all can hear me.
It's
touching my teeth.
Yeah, but you've got to open your mouth.
I am opening my mouth. It's touching my teeth.
This is an awkward conversation.
Put it closer, Marty.
Here we go, the president's line with touching my teeth.
Marty is loud teeth. And proud, y'all.
I am opening my mouth. That brings a whole new meaning to getting feelings, Marty.
Get me a new damn mic.
Oh.
It is National Nut Day. Nut Day. The people in this room, nuts are highly prized food and energy source, our primary source of nutrients. What is your favorite nut? What is your favorite nut? I'll go for
almond.
I'm an almond. I love almonds.
All right.
Almonds my favorite.
I love pistachios, but what are hell on your thumbs?
Well, I like
whoa. I've never used my thumbs on.
Yeah, pistachio. Open them with your mouth.
Jamie's what? All thumbs.
Yeah, you put them in your mouth like just like sunflower seeds.
And no.
Crack,
no. Yeah.
Oh, that's how you do them. No, that's how you eat pistachios. You put them in your mouth, you stuff them in your mouth, you open them like sunflower seeds.
No, you're making this up. You just brought this up to.
No.
You open each
pistachios.
One?
I don't eat pistachios. I don't eat nuts.
Gary, you're like you were.
I don't eat nuts.
So you're a pistachio no.
I'm a pistachio no.
Out of the five people who have chimed in, two of you eat them like sunflower seeds.
Yes. I just toss my mouth and get the whole off and spit them out.
What the hell is wrong with y'all?
Why?
They're huge.
I use my thumbnail.
Just...
Hey. He uses a pistachio to eat a pistachio.
No, it's not.
You molested a pistachio for a pistachio.
So here we go. We have to ask. We need a survey on this.
A survey of
no. You put the
you put the nuts in your mouth.
In your God, mouth.
I had no idea it was controversy over
I pistachio. Didn't either. I thought that's how everyone.
I did too, Donnie.
You know what?
I still take three or four, put them in my mouth, and do them like sunflower seeds.
Terry, as a matter of fact, I prefer them in the shell as opposed to the ones that are already filled in the bag.
Just like sunflower seeds.
Yeah. What did Marty say? Nut conversations are weird.
They are.
So what do y'all do? You crack one and toss it in your mouth like
yes.
Yes.
That's weird.
Bro, why are you doing that? No, you put them in there.
Because first of all, pistachios, yeah, they're hard as hell.
No, you got
to be comparing them to shell to not shell. That's a whole different
story. Like a chipmunk.
No, you got to have them in the shell and you cheek those nuts. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You got to cheek them.
And then Donnie, they loosen up the moisture and they loosen up those nuts,
relax, and then you can eat them and put them
like a hamster.
Like a hamster, yeah. Like
sunflower seeds. So, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know where you're wrong whose point of they are. Yeah, I know what I've done my entire life.
I who's wrong?
I no idea. This was going. I had no idea. Look,
I think y'all
people clearly eat them with your fingers.
I think your way of eating nuts.
You throw a pecan in your mouth.
No, then you're getting your hand different, bro. All over
a pecan's in a full shell. Pistachio nuts are already half busted. They're busted nuts. You like eat that and put it in your mouth.
We don't got all.
But
Donnie, here we go. Look, check this out. Well, the traditional method.
Walnuts are good hell.
It's in the mouth. Up.
The traditional method is to open the shell by hand and eat the nut. A spare shell to help pry open.
These guys don't know how to. They don't know how to service pistachios.
Wow.
Yeah, I love them. Though. I still love
them. They're delicious.
I'm
gonna tell you this. Me and Donnie's way. Your thumb don't get sore.
That's right.
I know you choked down the other.
Yeah. You had to go to the damn dentist.
Look, one side of mine, Terry's inside cheeks calloused.
From all the nuts, huh?
Leather jaw.
I had no idea pistachios.
I thought that's how everybody ate pistachios.
I mean, when they get walnuts and stuff, it's just like...
So you get that bitter bark.
Like a chaw in the mouth.
Walnut's kind of veiny nut, though.
Walnut's got that bitter in the middle. But yep. Almond's my favorite. Yours pistachio. Donnie, what's your favorite nut?
Probably a pecan. I really like a pecan.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Peanut's good too.
It's kind of sweet. It's got a good sweet.
Yeah, pecans are good. And then what are the big ones? The big
mine.
Brazil nuts.
Yeah, Brazil nuts. I like Brazil.
They're hard to crack.
Hey, I don't like them.
Fucking nuts.
Gary, what do you like?
A buckeye.
No, you don't even know what. No, hold on. I've got a buckeye in there.
I'm not gonna eat it for you, but it's my favorite nut.
You're a liar.
Buckeyes. I don't
eat it on there.
I don't. I'm not.
It's pointless. I got nothing. You're going to show how I'm allergic to nuts.
Ginger knows where it's at.
Wes going to get it.
Wes going to get it.
I'm not eating that.
No, I have a Buckeye.
You didn't.
What does he have?
The Buckeye.
A Buckeye. Everybody's got
one. I got one in the truck.
Yeah, a Buckeye's a nut. What do you think a Buckeye was?
Because we guessed Gary did not know what a Buckeye was.
I knew what a Buckeye was. It looks like a Buckeye.
Are you
going to?
Yes,
it does. Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. Have you ever seen a buck?
Yeah, I've seen a buck. That's what I call a buck.
They don't have the regular shaped eyes.
It's a brown. It's a big brown. It's not even that big. It's about this big.
We're still on intro.
A brown.
When I walked in that day.
And it's got a light brown circle in the. Big brain. Yes, it does. No, I'm not. I have a buck at the house.
So it's two.
Yeah, it's about that big.
Okay, you get that part right.
And it's brown, a dark brown with a light brown. Citrus.
I thought these were chestnuts.
And they're not chestnuts.
Everybody here tried a chestnut. Didn't
I'm not sure what y'all chestnuts. Man, you were sitting on the couch that day, and you're like, "Ooh, Donnie, you got to try these." I think we're one of the first people here.
So is that what the best? What's the worst?
Marty told us his favorite nut.
So I like pecans and almonds.
He likes striped nuts.
I like most nuts. How about that?
That is not a buckeye.
There it is. Hold on.
Unless that's a very lightly colored.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I was going to think.
That's a very lightly colored buckeye.
Can you eat a buckeye?
No, you cannot. They're poisonous.
But Gary's going to eat one to show us how much you love it.
He did. He told us he loved it.
I loved him. So I loved him.
Marty, what is your favorite nut, Marty?
No, you can't eat a buckeye. You'll die.
I like pecans, almonds.
That is.
You get one.
Peanuts, most nuts. I like most nuts.
All right, and get Jamie. Follow
like
that
Brazil
up.
Nut.
What is your least favorite nut? All right, you
that's
first
racist.
Brazil nut.
I don't like Brazil.
That's hating me.
Well, I don't know if there's a nut I don't like. You know what's a good nut?
Chestnuts.
Yeah, chestnuts. Chestnuts. You're right. I'm gonna steal chestnut. Have you ever had macadamia nuts? They're
yes,
good.
I love them.
Have a cookies.
You know, I didn't think good. About that one.
Macadamia
nuts are good.
Come from Hawaii.
I'll eat prison nuts.
But
for
chestnuts. I think we all would say chestnuts are worse.
I think I would too.
Jamie, did you read that patio nuts?
Yes, we would line up the prison nuts.
You know what? I bought those at Sam's because I was like, "Ooh, I've never had chestnuts. This is roasted chestnuts." Mm. And I tried. I said, "Ooh." And then every one by one, everybody come in. They were so excited because they also never
didn't have taste buds.
Well, the crazy thing was we had to put them in the microwave for some reason. That's what was crazy about them.
Oh, it's terrible.
They're bad. They're mushy.
Ugh. Yeah, the texture was
probably the only.
Have you ever had the pork rinds you put in the microwave? Or they?
Yeah, Donnie made the whole house stink.
Yeah.
No, they're good if they're done right.
And don't put chitlins in the microwave either. Don't do that.
You have never eaten a chitlin.
I was at a place one time where they put chitlins in the microwave, and it was disgusting.
I was at a family cookout one time, and they fried these chitlins like a little patty. And I thought it was something else, and I grabbed one.
Hey, fried them like a patty?
No.
So I've never had chitlins, but I've had menudo.
That's the same thing.
That's chitlins.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah, but it's Mexican chitlins.
But soup.
It's Mexican chitlins.
Did you like it?
Yeah, delicious.
But then, you ate that booty. You like that.
So like, I ran out of tortillas. Then I'm like, the texture of me eating the intestine of the stomach was just kind of. When you're just eating out of spoons,
thought, like right?
I got a feeling Jamie slipped them all on his tongue. Like I said, just got a feeling. All the Hispanic people are like,
I stretched it out.
Melatonin.
He was resting his tongue in.
Americans take melatonin every night, practically sleep. Next year. They expect the supplement to top $588 million in sales. But health experts have issued warnings about the terrifying rise of melatonin use.
Melatonin does nothing for me.
It's a hormone naturally produced by the pineal gland in the brain. That's the correct
The pineal? It's not the pineal. It's the pineal, not the pineal. It helps
regulate the body's sleep-wake cycle. Melatonin levels rise in the evening. Promote drowsiness. Look, I missed one word in the episode.
He missed one letter and changed
it. It's a big one.
He made it into a big one.
That was a
whole thing. 57 million Americans take melatonin.
They sleep bad with their pineal gland.
I know. Check this out. Hold on. Here we go. A 2023 study by the American Academy of Sleep Medicine found that half of parents have given melatonin to their children. In 2022, CDC revealed how in the decade leading up to 2021, poison helplines dealt with 260,000 calls about taking too much melatonin.
There you go.
It's
I'm giving it 2/3 of my
responsible kids. For 1% of pediatric poisonings, but it didn't kill it.
You can overdose on melatonin?
I mean,
You can overdose on anything.
Yeah.
I mean, you can overdose on water.
Mm, my cheeks hurt.
More melatonin circulates in the body automatically. So, adding it, where's the side effects?
So, I've never taken it, but like MG takes it every, she'll take one every night.
Is Tylenol PM the same thing? Because I take that.
Hold on. It makes you sleep, Jamie. And I don't want to get in personal business, but check this out. Studies have shown a link between melatonin and delayed puberty.
All right.
Could be. This is because melatonin interacts with the hypothalamic pituitary gonadal axis. Did I get that, Gary?
Yeah, pituitary sounds right. Yeah.
I think he's talking about gonadal.
I guess so.
The hormonal system that controls puberty. So we need to be cautious. Long-term studies are needed as we give.
So we're saying give it to your girls.
Don't give it to your kids.
Don't give it to your dogs by the fistfuls.
That's right. And they'll never hit it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Marty had to look over here.
He did. Recommended dose for young children significantly lower for 3 to 5 year olds. The dose suggested not to exceed 1 milligram.
Have y'all taken melatonin before? I have, and it doesn't work for me.
Like the melatonin and Tylenol PM.
No,
I think Tylenol PM.
Maybe so.
They may have some in it. I don't know.
But like the ones Maddie uses are only 1 milligram. Pills.
When did melatonin become a sleep aid? When did that occur? Like
a long time ago. It does not. Really? The Tylenol PM does not contain melatonin.
It's got something else in it.
Jamie needs a melatonin brownie.
I don't need to sleep. Like I go sleep fine. I have
you
no problem with sleep.
I can't.
Sometimes I
do. I watch reels. I mean,
sleep. Lay down right here. Go sleep about 10 minutes.
He can.
But yeah, but I'll wake up at 10:30 and be wide awake.
No, I do that too. But I go sleep easy. I don't stay asleep.
You know what? Put you to sleep. Discord. Put you to sleep.
I've said this before. Me and my wife have been married 17 years, and I've still slept in a bed more with Jamie, probably more than I have my wife, which is insane.
Wow.
I feel like it anyway.
We stick over sometimes.
And he does fall asleep very quick. Very quick, especially if you cuddle him.
Jamie rubbing your hair when you had it.
Look, my wife told me, like, she's timed me one time. I fell asleep in like a minute.
A minute? She's like,
it can. My wife's the same way. She falls asleep fast.
Clear conscious, baby. Oh, I can too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Marty falls asleep anywhere.
I can't.
Look, I can't.
I can't. Marty was driving somewhere, and I was driving. I looked over. He started putting the seatbelt. I said, I mean, I ain't a bad driver. I don't blame him. He said, no, I'll fall asleep. I fall out of the chair.
You got offended because he put his seatbelt on.
Well, I mean, it was just kind of awkward. I mean, he rolled just the whole randomly, time, and he's randomly put a seatbelt on.
I got sleepy.
Yeah,
you got to be safe.
Oh, Marty will sleep anywhere, at any time. No, mid sentence.
Y'all remember we was coming back from Nashville and I was asleep in the front seat and Terry was driving. I woke up and grabbed the steering wheel. You did. I did. I thought we was dying. That was an epic weekend.
What is a subtle sign that someone's a bad person? There's signs you can tell someone's a bad person. Here's number one. They say they never apologize. Everything's someone else's fault.
It's subtle, isn't it?
I guess hunters would be on that
too. If they describe every ex as crazy,
well, that
Wes, you need to hear these. Apparently, this all revolves around blaming other people because inability to apologize.
That's pushing the blame.
Yeah, expecting different treatment for themselves than how they treat others. So somebody treats people bad and they want them to treat good. This is not.
Yeah, you know, we're not going to talk about that. We're just bad. That's all bad. So somebody that doesn't have great self-awareness is what it sounds like.
Gary, you spend a lot of time selling things from a storage unit.
I do. I sell stuff from storage units. Yeah.
Americans now. So storage units used to be temporary solutions in moments of life upheaval to store things for a little bit of time. Now people are just putting all their stuff in storage units.
And then they just forget about
it. I would not do that. If you want something, don't put it in a storage unit. I'm going to tell you that right now.
People forget about it, right?
Because people forget about it. They do. You do. Yeah, I found crazy things in storage. Now, I found a lot of things that you should not put in a storage unit.
What is
like
the craziest
food.
Thing you've ever found in a storage unit?
Body. I did not find a body. I mean, I find food, which is just dumb. Like food. Like literally, people have taken their kitchen, like all their spices and everything,
and pay so much a month,
and pay so much a month, and put it in a storage. Because like that's the dumbest thing.
They're moving, and they just stick everything in there.
Some do not put food when he moved. If it goes storage unit, you probably don't need it. Get rid of it.
If it goes to storage unit, yeah, I mean,
probably don't.
You do not need it if it goes to storage unit. I mean, food's just the dumbest thing for me.
You know, probably
don't put food in a storage unit.
Probably out of all the stuff we moved our storage unit when we built our new house.
Yeah, but she was temporary.
No, yeah. But I still bet we probably only have 20% of it now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
There are a few furniture pieces and stuff.
And you we go put up there and realize, oh, I forgot I had this.
Yep.
Just have a yard sale.
Yeah, and you don't even need it. And you just
you don't need it.
Just donate it and claim donate all your taxes.
Yeah, donate it. But there are some cases where a storage unit is very useful. Now, a lot like...
it's like if you did a secret place, boy, for your spouse.
Yeah. Now, granted, storage unit I'm at, there's people that work out of it. Like, that's their office. Like, they have a lot of, like, they're on the lower half, but it's like a lot of lawn care equipment.
No, they got a black couch and
yeah, they actually have a lot of their equipment for work in the storage unit.
Really?
Yeah. And I see them every time I'm out there. I see them every morning. They take their stuff out. Now they mow yards and stuff around the unit.
So that makes sense, though. They're using it to store. They only want to store, and then they make more than what they spend for.
Yeah.
That's a logical way of
doing it. There's storage unit.
Yeah, studio.
Yeah, move all this to the storage unit and pay money for
that,
it.
It'd be hot as a mug.
Yeah, we get the climate control.
As long as you got it,
y'all want to drive.
They have outlets in there.
The only person has to drive is Jamie right now.
Nope.
Well, Wes kind of.
Now we live in the same hood.
Hey, what if we put gym equipment in storage units and then we rent people come and
have rented out?
We gotta have a big.
So you got a bunch of personal gyms and then you rent out the personal
and
gym.
And we keep the door closed and convince them it's better to be really hot in there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have like a women's only gym, a men's only gym. I mean, we. cater to the.
And another thing for a storage unit, it'd be great to have if you have a business with a lot of stock and you need to store the stock off site because you don't have no more space. That'd be a great way because you're constantly going to storage units. But if you put it in a storage unit like you're moving or something, you're going to set it and forget it.
Oh, if you're doing illegal behaviors, you're going to hide it from your spouse. I mean,
yeah. That too.
Various reasons.
You'll set it and forget it. That's true. Because I found some very valuable things.
What's the most valuable thing you ever found, Jerry? What's the weirdest thing you ever found?
I mean, we already did that one. I think weirdest thing.
I don't know. You found any weird taxidermy?
No, I haven't found any taxidermy.
That's surprising.
I don't know. You put me on the spot here. I mean, I found
toys.
Toys. I have found that.
Adult toys.
I found adult toys. Yes.
Green ones. Slightly used.
Yeah,
those in cars.
Yeah, I find those in cars as well.
Well, today you sent a picture from Goodwill. Apparently, Goodwill.
Goodwill is
in the prophylactic market now.
They are selling.
That's a good point. So, Gary, yes. But it's a black owned business. So, support black owned business is what it says.
That's what the box said. I don't know if that's what Goodwill is, but somehow
you get the condom maker.
That's what happened. People walked up and they said, it won't fit me and didn't buy them.
And then they donated them Goodwill. Yeah,
that's a good year.
Goodwill, you never know.
How much was the ibuprofen PM though?
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't know they could sell drugs. Apparently, they could sell drugs at Goodwill.
That's the
Goodwill,
special.
Goodwill is a scam, and I don't like them. But
what's the scam?
Dude, they could get all the stuff they collect for free.
They sell it.
They turn around and sell it at a really a high price.
They used to be really good, but their prices since COVID have shot up.
But not even that. But then they turn around and 70% of their money is supposed to be a charity thing.
Yeah.
But 70% of their money goes, 70% of their money goes to overhead.
It goes overhead.
They do. They go.
Yeah. I didn't think they were one of them. I thought.
Yeah, no, they're really bad.
Red Cross.
Red Cross.
Yeah, for sure.
Was Gary supporting Goodwill?
No, I support my business.
You bought all of those and the Tylenol PM, dude.
Yeah.
Look at what the CEO of Goodwill makes.
Oh, it's a lot.
I'm going to tell you what, though. I went to they have a Goodwill thrift bookstore the other day, and I do get books and I sell them on Amazon or whatever.
Holy shit. Check this out. $650,000 a year.
Yeah.
That's pretty good for a CEO.
That's what I thought it'd be.
Local CEOs can get $350,000 to $900,000.
But
Tennessee, Arkansas.
That's a lot. Gary, you can run a Goodwill, though.
I would love to run a Goodwill. I have a good time.
You'd be good at it.
But the Goodwill honestly makes a lot of their money off of shopgoodwill.com. They do a lot of auctions.
Make it a firearms place. You could have Goodwill hunting.
Oh, that's awesome. An excellent Goodwill idea.
Awesome.
That's an excellent idea.
But
drugs and condoms, I guess they can sell guns.
Jamie, you're a genius.
But I did find a textbook the other day at Goodwill listed a book, a textbook. How much would you think the highest book you would ever find at Goodwill?
50.
$300.
I think you found a college.
It was a $99 book.
At Goodwill?
At Goodwill. There was a Goodwill.
MSRP.
That was a $99 book. And I looked it up and I was like,
how much was it though?
Huh?
How much? What's the value?
The value on the book was like $300, but it hadn't sold in the past year. So it was, it was a valuable book, but no one's bought it in a year.
The biggest scam on the planet is when you go to college and buy books and sell them.
I don't think you do it anymore.
And sell them at the end of the
year. Yeah, that's a scam because they give you like $12 for a $90 book
and resell it.
And resell it for $9. $90 at least.
It's a hustle, campus
bookstore. It's a hustle.
All right. I mentioned this in the intro. Tucker Carlson was talking with Tennessee Congressman Tim Burchett about rampant rumors of legislative branch boinkings, meaning
boinkings.
There's stories of orgies taking place amongst the congressional members.
Didn't that happen inside Congress, inside the state?
That was when Biden was
the Capitol. Didn't that happen in the Capitol last year?
Running for something when he gets out.
That someone filmed it inside the Capitol. Said,
people's personal lives are getting weird.
They're gonna slide right in.
He said, "Have you noticed that without implicating anyone by name? I don't think I'm imagining this. It's not just sleeping with your scheduler. It's weirder than that. Have you noticed?" I just want to say for the record, Tucker said, "I never heard of anybody participating in orgy in Washington, D.C. in my entire life, and I've heard a lot about it recently." Wow.
Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, are we surprised?
No.
Because once again, it goes back to rich and powerful people
Always seeking a thrill.
Yeah.
Yep. Something new, something different, it's something money can't buy kind of thing. Dangerous. You can have anything you want. It's about power.
And that's why we should have term limits.
Tucker said, please don't make me picture octogenarians Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi tearing each other's clothes off. That'd be pretty awesome.
I don't think it's Mitch McConnell and what's her nuts, but I do think
what's her nuts.
But like all these young ones you got coming in.
That's what she said, you know.
Yeah. boy, wiggle nuts.
But that's not good. You know, you got a lot of these upside down pineapple people in Congress.
Those are wing nuts. You got right wing nuts, left wing nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Wing nuts are quite useful in the in the private sector.
I don't know. I think any of that's surprising.
Why would it be?
It's not. I guarantee you Democrats are. Here's the thing. We're going to talk political here.
Oh, here we go.
Democrats and Republicans put on a show to show that they are totally against each other. But I guarantee you behind the scenes, they're best friends.
Sometimes they are.
I guarantee you they are.
Old school they are.
I guarantee you they are. I think that's what it is. You know, you want what you can't have. You know, you're a Democrat, you can't have a Republican. You just can't.
It's like the money using the.
I mean, probably.
No, right it's now. Like the. It's like the
Hatfield McCoy.
That's what I'm going with. Hatfield McCoy.
No, it's like the. What's the money using the. What's Romeo and Juliet? What's the two?
The Montagues and the.
Montagues.
Montagues and the.
Well, we know who won that war, right?
The rum right. Capulets.
Yep.
Hark now through the light through yonder window breaks.
Hey, this is kind of odd.
Okay, how much Shakespeare do y'all remember?
That.
None.
That's it.
I thought that was a great movie, though.
The only thing I remember is...
I thought it was, too.
Shall I compare them to a summer's day, that more level and temperate? Rough winds do blow the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a day.
All I remember is... Tom Black, too scattered. Is Billy Madison quoting Hamlet.
That's all I remember. Here you go, then. Probably my favorite of all time.
I remember Marty quoting Hambo.
Yes, I'm a nerd. Here you go. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many quaint curies of forgotten lore, while I nodded nearly napping, suddenly there came her tapping as if something gently rapping.
You are so rapping full in my of useless door. Information.
As I sit there, oh, well.
All right, that's enough of this.
You better get messed me up.
Turn the camera off of you.
Turn it off.
I'm ashamed. That's enough of this.
For shame.
I remember it was in a bleak December.
Man. I'm actually like
Edgar Allan Poe.
That's why you eat pistachios with your hands.
Edgar Allan Poe's really good.
Yeah,
I mean, Raven, right?
The Raven.
I saw something today. I don't have a story to talk about.
The Pendulum is my favorite.
So you have the Bible, and then there are some books of the Bible. Oh, what is it? Book of Ezra
that are left out.
Oh yeah, there's like nine books that are left out.
The book of Ezra is part of
Ezra's in there.
The book of Eli, that's what I'm thinking about. Good movie.
He's blind.
That is a good movie.
There's a prophecy from the book of Ezra about a three-headed eagle.
Yep.
And go find it. Glenn Beck talks about it. It's scary. About what it's talking about.
A three-headed eagle.
Well, that sounds a lot like America, doesn't it?
Oh, there's a lot of things I heard today. Yeah, they do.
A lot of the books that were left out of the normal King James Version Bible had a lot of things in there that was not like awesome to read, so they took them out, essentially. However, they left Revelation, though. Revelation's pretty
hardcore. What's the first book you read?
Genesis.
Yeah.
Genesis?
Mm-hmm.
Cat in the Hat.
I didn't read Revelation.
Well, I'm talking about past Cat in the Hat. First real book. Mine was Beowulf.
Oh, a book?
Why?
I thought you were talking about the book of the Bible. The book of the Bible. I think Genesis. You know
what mine was? Where the Red Fern Grows.
Man.
Yeah, I think mine was Beowulf.
Good. Oh, I don't remember.
Where the Red Fern Grows.
Well, that's a tearjerker.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I remember reading the end of
Dane and Ann.
There and going,
oh, man. What?
Yes, you probably read that right, fifth grade or something.
That's probably
where the red fern grows. Which one was that?
That's where Anne dies with the cougar, and then Dan dies with sadness.
Oh, yeah.
And then Of Mice and Men, I read that later. And oh man, what a great, that's another tearjerker. And The Green Mile, I read. It's so much better in a movie.
I don't. Well, most of them are. I can't.
The Green Mile.
I can only remember.
I can't read. I can't read. I can
only remember reading one book my whole life.
I read the.
I love to read. And Wes loves to read.
The movie that had Tom Hanks in it about.
About what?
Castaway.
No.
Bosom Buddies.
No.
Catch Me If You Can.
Epstein Island Adventures.
It's a really good book. It's the book's better than
Big.
The
pop-up book. It's a pop-up book. I forgot all about pop-up books.
No.
So
it was a book.
He said Tom Hanks in it.
Tom Hanks was in the movie.
Toy Story.
About the Catholicism. It was had
the dadgummit.
Are you talking about demons and you're talking about the Da Vinci Code. Da Vinci Code.
I didn't know that was a book.
And I read Demons
Angels. Demons Angels.
Before the movies ever came out, both of those are fantastic.
Those are actually
about Ninja Turtles.
Da Vinci Code was way better.
I could see those being better books than the movie, though.
And I probably had the movies.
I think I did read Da Vinci Code.
It's so good.
But like, so Wes reads a lot of books. He reads a lot of books.
Really?
I love reading books. My problem, I read once I came home from while traveling on the
road.
Your
problem, you can't read.
I don't like reading.
You gotta you gotta get third grade level.
I have, if I read a book though, I'm all in. And I can't do that.
See, I'm more, if I read, and you know what, I'm going to go read a book tonight if I'm
fine. Man, I wish I
If I read, I will, I'm with you. I get bored. I will be like, I'll read for 3 hours.
I'll stay up late. I'll go wake up early.
I can't do it. See, I mean,
I want that so bad, what y'all have, because Amanda reads every night.
I haven't read in 10 years.
Wes probably has these. Bill O'Reilly's, like, Killing Kennedy.
No, Killing Kennedy. There's a new one he's got. What's the new Bill O'Reilly book?
It's pretty good.
Killing.
Oh, yes. Killing Jesus. No, Killing Patton. You said Killing Patton was great. So you would like those.
Well, bring them to me if you got them.
The
But Amanda reads every night, and I'm envious of her reading because I can tell how her ability. Enjoys. No, she reads.
Oh, no.
Seven or eight books a month.
Yeah, Killing the Witches, The Horror of Salem. That would be awesome.
Oh, that'd be good.
I've read one in 10 years, and it was Zodiac.
I'm going to tell you what. You get Killing in the Name of.
Zodiac is the only book that kept my attention.
Well, go watch. Get Da Vinci Code. I may have it. I know I have Angels and Demons. It is so good. So
I have a series I'll bring you. It's a post-apocalyptic, and it's like a guy. It never says what happened, but we're invaded. He's on the road, and everything goes to shit.
That'll make me read the damn book tonight.
Well, yeah,
it's similar. Yeah, similar. But like, you know, he's ex-military, and he has to get back to his family. You'd like it.
The best enjoyment I ever had from reading was on the back of a Herbal Essence shampoo bottle. I'm going to tell you that right now.
You know, Gary,
I hate reading. I just hate reading.
But I will go through cycles. I've read in probably 10 years, but I would go through a cycle and read like book after book.
Oh, I've read probably 7. It's just Billy.
And then I probably hadn't read in 10 years. And
I just can't do it.
When I was on the road, that's what I would do for a time. I'd read.
Now, if I could, like, if I was going to sit down, like, I'm going to read something because I'm going to do it. Like, I got to. I would read Lord of the Rings. I would read Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit or something like that.
I've heard that the...
I've read The Hobbit.
I would like to read something like that.
Not Lord of the Rings. What's the other one? The House of the Dragon. It's...
Khaleesi.
No, those are really good.
I know what you're talking about. That's Game of Thrones.
Really good. I was thinking about what's the
Jamie hired Wild a call Bill. Girl and read to her. He's like, lay down, I'm gonna read to you.
Yeah, what was the Lady the Dragon or the
Red Dragon?
The Red Dragon.
I got a quiz for y'all. Which would you rather consume?
Alcohol.
These desserts or these pasta dishes? Chocolate chip cookies or lasagna?
Chocolate chip cookies.
Lasagna.
What the heck?
Lasagna. I like the pasta better. Brownie. Ravioli.
Ravioli. At the edge of the pan. Brownie.
Ravioli won't get you missing in New Orleans.
That's right.
Edge of the brown.
What kind of
pan? You can't even click it. It's
or those little small brownies from Walmart. Those are pretty fire.
Those are
fire.
Those are good.
Right, ravioli. Brownies or ravioli? I'll take ravioli. All right. Red velvet or carbonara? I'll take red velvet.
Man, I like carbonara.
I'm going to take carbonara. I don't like red velvet. I don't like it.
It's chocolate cake.
It is. It's
carbonara.
It tastes weird to me.
Strawberry cheesecake.
Cheesecake. I don't like strawberries, but I like
cheesecake. We talked about it last week. Cheesecake.
Apple pie. Oh, my God.
Apple pie. Apple pie wins.
This is like the ultimate.
Has anybody had the apple pie
with cheese on it?
With a slice of American cheese on it?
I have not, but I heard it's awesome.
Key lime pie is my favorite all time.
Chicken parm.
Key lime.
I don't like key lime
pie. Chicken parm key rocks.
You know, I don't like lime or lemon.
Noki's good.
Peach cobbler.
I'll tell you what, I take Noki over.
I'm going peach cobbler.
Peach cobbler.
I take Noki. We are the opposite of the world.
Meatballs.
Give me that ice cream.
Sunday. Give me that Sunday, yo.
No, I'm going meatball spaghetti.
Give me that Sunday, yo.
Give me that ice cream.
Yeah, bro. We follow them. Soup is the goat? French onion, tomato, chicken noodle, matzo ball. I don't like
chicken
soup.
Noodle is the goat.
I'm going tomato.
Tomato.
You got to have something with it, though.
If you don't have grilled cheese, you can't eat tomato soup. I think chicken noodle is the only one that stands alone. No. Chicken noodle. Or with all the other ones, you got to have chicken something with it.
What kind of chicken don't like soup?
So what's your favorite soup? Let's talk about soup.
Vegetable.
Taco soup.
Vegetable beef.
Tortellini soup.
Have y'all had ginger tortellini soup? Okay, ginger's tortellini
soup. I do a variation of hers, yes.
Sausage and lentil.
It's almost wintertime.
Oh, yeah.
I put cream cheese in mine.
Ooh. And it makes it almost
tortellini?
Like
tortellini? Or
another soup. Taco. It almost makes it like a Alfredo.
He makes a sausage and lentil soup that's after there's an Italian restaurant.
No, it's not Alfredo. It makes it like a panini or whatever the sauce is.
Look,
panini.
That tortellini soup you're talking about, Terry, I forgot about it. That soup is awesome.
I'm going to say a chicken tortilla soup with the nachos or whatever you put in there.
That's good.
Too. That's pretty
fire. My mother-in-law used to...
Yeah, I'm a big soup dude.
I love soup.
Oh, man.
All the dumb shit I say that she laughed about, she would always make pasta, and she used tortellini, and I got an asshole salad, because tortellini looks like an asshole.
Potato soup is delicious.
Cheddar potato?
I love
potato. Cheddar
Robbins is where they had that.
I'll make a soup tomorrow.
Italian? Let's talk about Italian chains. Where's Olive Garden, right?
It's a chain, though. It's ahead of Fazoli's.
What about the old Spaghetti Factory?
Number one.
No, that place was epic, dude. It was so good.
Carrabba's?
Never had.
Carrabba's is good.
Carrabba's.
I never had Carrabba's.
Carrabba's above.
I still haven't been to Pete and Sam's, ironically.
The ones I've had Carrabba's, probably.
That's where we need to go.
I'll put Carrabba's first.
I don't eat many Italian restaurants.
Cheesecake Factory. I've had it, and it wasn't good where we went.
So their menu's this thick, but Cheesecake Factory has, this is going to sound weird, the best lettuce wraps ever. That's what I ordered every time.
I miss Spaghetti Factory.
Actually, it's called Spaghetti Warehouse.
I know what you're talking about.
That's where I was like, hold on. They were on the chain.
We were all single, and we had...
We went there a lot. We went there at least twice a month.
It was relatively
for like a year.
You could like
it's right across the bridge.
Whole plate of
I'd always get the same thing. The chicken parm is what I get all
the
time.
They had
the
trio,
time.
Which was chicken parm, lasagna, and like manicotti. Man. Those are the three. Like,
manicotti is speaking of manicotti,
fabulous.
Vinny's or
Vino's.
They've got the best manicotti I ever had.
We met Shane Battier one night at Warehouse, Spaghetti Warehouse.
Vino's, I like their eggplant
parm.
Yep.
Eggplant parm.
I love eggplant.
I love it.
All right, Marty, hit that button. I think we've been going long enough. All right, Father Fortenberry, parting words.
All right, guys, you get a chance, go find you some eggplant parmesan and a little manicotti and thank you the patio.
Tell us what nut you like.
D-W's. Cheers, guys. Y'all have a good night. Thank you, guys.
Gary.
Rest in peace, Spaghetti Warehouse.
This is
great.
It was so great.
Hit
the
thumbs up.
They had a trolley.
Join us. Hit that like button. Tell your friends about us. We are Life in the Patio, and we are on 22 times a week. But we are out of here.
Take my picture down from the courthouse wall. I'm living in the clouds, and I ain't gonna fall.
Somebody done save this outlaw.
Well, Baker Mayfield's got 0.72 points.
Did he score a touchdown?
No.
No.